Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 90. Easterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight. Lows dip down to about 60. Overcast skies. Chance for storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 81. Cloudy skies. Low 80s Wednesday and Thursday with storms both days. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 74.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. The KDHE issues a lake advisory in Greenwood County. The state says it detected elevated levels of E. coli at the swim beach at Eureka Lake. The state says you and your pet should stay out of the water until further notice. The Red Cross says they need your blood donations. The American Red Cross of Kansas and Oklahoma report a sharp drop in scheduled donations. That drop has cost the blood supply several thousand units in just weeks. And a memorial honoring the victims of the Flight 5342 crash will be unveiled today near Washington, D.C. 67 people died when a plane that departed from Wichita crashed into a helicopter over the Potomac River. The memorial will include a bench, sign, and trees located in a city park in Alexandria, Virginia.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Real talent is defined by what people can do, not where they learn to do it. So by stopping at the education section of a resume, you might throw away the perfect hire. You might miss someone who has valuable skills to offer to help your business thrive right now and in the future. Because the truth is this, Skills First Hiring helps you see talent others miss, like more than 70 million stars, skilled through alternative routes. When you let their story unfold, you gain a competitive advantage, because hiring managers who start with skills are 60% more likely to find a successful hire. See the real person, complete. See what others miss. Hire Skills First. Learn why it's a competitive advantage at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks is looking for volunteers to help track and protect bumblebees across the state as part of the Great Plains Bumblebee Atlas. Now entering its fifth year in Kansas, the project is a community science effort aimed at documenting bumblebee populations and the habits they rely on. Officials say pollinator declines continue to be a growing concern, and volunteers play a key role in helping researchers gather important data. Over the past 4 years, Kansas participants have identified 6 different bumblebee species, including 2 considered at risk of extinction. Since 2022, volunteers have recorded more than 2,300 bumblebees through hundreds of surveys statewide. This summer, organizers are especially focused on surveying prairie areas in western Kansas where less information is available. The program is open to anyone interested in pollinators, and no prior experience is needed. The volunteers can participate by completing online training and attending optional hands-on workshop where they'll learn how to safely catch, identify, and photograph bumblebees. In-person training sessions are planned for June 6th at Tallgrass Prairie National Preserve and June 7th at Sand Sage Bison Ranch Wildlife Area. Wildlife officials say the project not only helps conservation efforts, but also gives Kansans a chance to explore some of the state's natural areas while contributing to real scientific research. More information, including volunteer registration and training materials, is available through the Great Plains Bumblebee Atlas website. Eric Rosen has signed an order recognizing May as Treatment Court Month in Kansas, highlighting the role specialty courts play in helping individuals dealing with substance use, mental health challenges, and other behavioral health issues connected to involvement in the justice system. Rosen said treatment courts are designed to help people break cycles that can place strain on law enforcement, courts, families, and communities by addressing the underlying issues contributing to criminal behavior. These courts combine accountability with treatment and support services aimed at long-term recovery and stability. treatment courts use a team-based approach involving judges, attorneys, case managers, treatment providers, law enforcement, and community organizations. Together, they provide supervision, evidence-based treatment, recovery resources, and individualized support for participants. Don Huddleston said treatment courts do more than reduce crime, noting they also help strengthen families, improve employment and housing stability, and support safer communities overall. Kansas specialty courts operate with oversight from both the Supreme Court Specialty Court Committee and the legislatively created Specialty Court Funding Advisory Committee. Those groups help establish standards, recommend funding, promote accountability, and support ongoing improvements in treatment courts across the state. State health officials are reminding Kansans to stay alert around lakes and ponds this summer as several blue-green algae advisors remain in effect across the state. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks say harmful algae blooms, also known as HABs, can develop quickly and may pose risks to both people and pets. Blue-green algae can appear as foam, scum, or paint-like streaks on the water and may be blue, green, brown, or even red in color. Officials say anyone who sees suspicious-looking water should avoid contact and keep pets away. Current warning level advisories are in place at King Lake in Lyon County, Lake Afton in Sedgwick County, and Chisholm Ridge Ponds near Clearwater. Several other lakes remain under watch advisories, meaning harmful algae may be present there. Health experts warn exposure can happen through swallowing water, breathing in spray, or even skin contact. Symptoms can include rashes, headaches, vomiting, diarrhea, and fever. Pets are especially vulnerable and can become seriously ill if they swim in or drink contaminated water. Officials say boating and fishing may still be allowed in some advisory areas, but swimmers should avoid visible algae blooms and wash thoroughly after any water contact. If people or pets come into contact with algae, they should rinse off immediately with clean water. For more information on blue-green algae and reporting potential harmful algal blooms, please visit kdhe.kansas.gov/HAB. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
The City of Norton is reminding citizens due to drought conditions affecting Northwest Kansas and the city, an executive order has been issued by the mayor placing water conservation practices in effect as of May 21st. The restrictions are as follow: outdoor watering, including irrigation of lawns, shrubs, flowers, trees, gardens, and other vegetation using potable water, is prohibited between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Properties with even-numbered addresses may water on even-numbered calendar days. Properties with odd-numbered addresses may water on odd-number calendar days. Violations of these restrictions may result in a civil penalty of $25 per day per violation. A special permit may be issued by the city office to allow for watering of newly seeded lawns or sod. Properties utilizing private wells are exempt from these restrictions. However, a private well permit must be obtained from the city office and visibly posted. Two separate cases involving child sex crime charges have recently been filed in Clay County, both involving former local employees. In the first case, a former Clay County Highway Department employee, Sean Ashley Franken, has been charged with multiple counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. Court records show the charges were filed May 13th and involved two young children, both under the age of five. The alleged incidents are reported to have occurred in early May. Franken has made an initial court appearance and remains in custody with a status hearing scheduled for July 1st. County officials confirm he is no longer employed with the Highway Department. In a separate case, a former Clay Center firefighter, 63-year-old Howard Van Dyke, is facing several felony charges. Those charges were filed May 20th and involve a child under the age of 14 with alleged incidents spanning from early 2024 through mid-May of this year. Van Dyke has also made his first court appearance and bond has been set at $250,000. A status conference is scheduled this week. Officials with the Clay Center Fire Department confirm he is no longer employed with the department or the city. Both cases remain under investigation, and authorities have not released additional details at this time. Cloud County Community College has announced the names of students who recently completed degree requirements. Students completing the degree requirements were eligible to participate in the commencement ceremony, which was held on Friday, May 15th. Area students and their degrees include Polaris Swaggerty of Ellis, Kansas, with Associates of Arts in Social Sciences. Funeral services for Clarence M. Teen will be held today, June 1st at 10 a.m. at the Lector Christian Reformed Church, with burial to follow at the Lector Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Lector Christian Reformed Church or the Logan Manor. Hugan and Family Funeral Homes is in charge of arrangements. Funeral services for Tom Davis, age 77, of Norton, Kansas, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, June 2nd at the Norton Christian Church. Burial will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton American Legion Baseball and sent in care of Plumer Gobber Funeral Home. Condolences may be left at plumergobber.com. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A senior USDA official provides examples of how our nation's ethanol industry is seeing significant gains in the global export market. Rod Bain has the details.
A big winner in U.S. efforts to expand ag trade exports? According to Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg, it is ethanol.
The world is opening up to U.S. ethanol. They recognize that it is a low-cost, win-win opportunity for many folks to meet sustainability targets that they have set for themselves and reduce the price of the prompt for U.S. consumers.
In terms of specific examples regarding new export opportunities for our nation's ethanol,
we have seen progress in Vietnam, Taiwan. We have seen a 50% increase of U.S. ethanol going into the United Kingdom. President Arrivo of Guatemala is implementing his own E10 blend mandate for the first time in Guatemalan history. And I led a Trump mission there just a few months ago. We're continuing to see tremendous progress on getting that E10 blend mandate implemented by June 30th of this summer. And it was great for President Arevalo and I to connect and make sure that we're staying on track for implementation of that particular agreement.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
All right, Rod, thank you very much for the update. Landowners will have from today, June 1st through August 31st, to review potential base acres for agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage programs. USDA's Farm Service Agency said that FSA said eligible farms may add up to 30 million new acres and base acres nationwide under the Working Families Tax Cut Act, better known as the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Agency said ARC and PLC will help protect producers when market prices or revenues decline. You are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Fair time is coming, and Valley Vet Supply has all the fitting and grooming products you need to make those animals look their best. From clippers and combs to brushes and blowers, keep your show animals cool with a powerful turbo fan. Big ones for cattle, small fans for swine, sheep, and goat projects. And Arctic Mister show barn fans cool them off and maintain that hair coat too. Hot weather can stall out those show steers and lambs. Keep them on feed and bring out that bloom with show supplements from Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet keeps a wide array of blocking chute and stall bar options and show box styles too. For the most complete lineup of animal health products and horse and livestock show supplies, go online at valleyvet.com or see them at their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see an above average afternoon across the entire state here for today, with highs getting into the 90s for the central and southwestern portions of the state. Looks like upper 80s expected for northeastern and northwestern parts of Kansas this afternoon. It also looks like there are some areas of chances for showers and thunderstorms coming into the afternoon hours, particularly late in the afternoon for the western and south central portions of the state, and also expecting to see mostly sunny skies across the state this afternoon with a mixture of clouds and sun developing late this afternoon in those areas, expecting to see some rain chances. And then for tonight, it looks like mostly cloudy skies expected to develop for most of the state, a little less so for the southwestern portions of the state, as those chances for showers and thunderstorms remain in the northwestern and move into the central portions of the state as we get to the overnight. Lows dropping down into the 60s and into the mid-50s, it looks like, for the extreme western portions. A little bit on the cooler side over there as a cold front begins to push through. For your day on Tuesday, that cold front does push through. However, temperature-wise, it's not going to be too much of a difference. It is going to be actually more of an average day, particularly for the northern portions of the state, lingering in the low to mid 80s. It looks like upper 80s for southeastern, southwestern portions of Kansas, right around about 90 degrees for south central. It also looks like we can expect to see a few scattered areas of showers and thunderstorms again for the central and western portions of the state. And along with that, also expecting to see mostly cloudy skies across the state as well. As we get to Wednesday, it looks like more of an average day, lingering in the 80s across the state. Also expecting to see once again a chance for showers and thunderstorms for central and western portions of Kansas. Cloudy skies across the state, a little less cloud cover expected for the extreme southeastern portions of Kansas, with mostly sunny skies expected there. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.